Now, don't go away, because next on CBS Radio's Comedy Time are those two zany characters of many characters, Bob and Ray.
And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Hi, everybody. Well, if you were listening yesterday, you'll recall that our good friend Word Carr was interviewing Barry Campbell out in Hollywood, where they're on location somewhere close to Hollywood, filming the new movie, the big extravaganza entitled If Pain Persists. You'll recall also that the broadcast was cut short so that we couldn't get it all in. So today, we're going right straight back. They've had a night now of rest. They're back filming.
Shooting
again.
All day today, though.
They have been shooting all day. Are you having trouble with your headphones?
I want to hear the program, and I can't.
Well, I'm going to put on my headphones, and I had that pair the other day.
Yeah,
that. The kind that keeps snapping off your head and goes down to the audience. Sorry, lady. And there. Ah, that's much better. And he's standing by now, so I think Word can answer any questions that will be in your mind anyway. So come in, please. Word Carr.
Word Carr speaking. They're ready now to resume shooting on If Pain Persists. Take 75 is just about to get underway. Barry Campbell has spent the night going over his lines. And the Colonel actor who will play the Colonel has... perhaps you can hear Barry in the background as he...
Colonel Frisbee,
does a,
that's a filthy, fragrant falsehood.
As he goes over a last-minute check of the line that he will speak to the Colonel after the onrush of the cavalry by the Colonel's tent.
Colonel
I see
Frisbee,
the director now is
filthy,
getting all the extras, the grips, and the horses ready at one end of this area that's been roped off. A scene like this, I was told by the director, costs $20,000 every time the camera rolls. And they reloaded the film.
Stand by!
14 times. There's the signal to stand by.
Speak.
Now you hear the scene being shot.
Speak! Cut! Hold it! Hold it! I didn't say action! Camera ready!
Colonel Frisbee, that's a filthy, fragrant assault.
Speak! Speak! Action!
Action!
I knew your father, Ferguson. You're the first Ferguson in the 5th Field Flank to fail to fulfill the fundamental functions of a field flank front runner.
Colonel Filthy, that's a fragrant...
Colonel! Oh. It's not Colonel Filthy, Campbell.
I know it.
Colonel Frisbee, now.
Colonel Frisbee, that's a...
We've done this thing 75
it's
times.
It's a tongue twister.
Get the horses back there. Get the extras over the other side.
Everyone back. Back up the hill. Back up the arroyo.
Now, folks, look. I know this is kind of a tough scene. I know you've been working all day on it, but we've got to get it before the sun goes down.
Look, I'm a nervous wreck, sir. Is there
You're
somewhere...
a pretty bum actor, too, Campbell.
That's beside the point now. It's to me, this is impossible. It's a tongue twister, a spoonerism that I just cannot utter.
Look, Campbell, all you say is, Colonel Frisbee, that's a filthy, flagrant falsehood. Let me hear you say it.
Colonel Frisbee, that's a filthy, flagrant falsehood.
Right. Now, what's so difficult about that?
I don't know what it is. The minute they... I see the camera...
All right, just a minute.
What's that?
I say, the minute I see the cameras rolling, I don't know. It's just the combination of flagrant and falsehood somehow.
That's the way it's written, Campbell.
Can we change the colonel's name?
I want to try this just once more. If you don't get it this time, then we'll rewrite the thing.
Okay.
All right, extras ready. Horses ready. Speak.
Speak.
This is take 76.
Action.
I knew your father, Ferguson, and you're the first Ferguson in the 5th Field Flank to fail to fulfill the fundamental functions of a field flank front runner.
Falsely filthy, this is a flagrant...
Cut!
Cotton, Fulfie. You're right, Campbell. We got to...
The fourth.
Bring the horses back.
I can't even say my name now, Director. It's impossible.
I tell you what we do. All right, quiet down now.
Not so funny.
Everybody's under a strain. I do see the humor in it.
$1 million worth of goofs here, and they're all laughing. Yeah.
We got time for about one more take. How about if you start the scene, Campbell?
Oh, yeah.
Come in and say something like, did you call for me, Colonel Frisbee? Or...
I think maybe that would do it. I'd come in, rather than the Colonel speaking first, I'd say,
right.
Did you want to see me, Colonel Frisbee? Then he could give that speech.
That's what I was thinking.
All right, I think,
You got that, Colonel?
Yes.
All right.
Fine.
Okay, everybody ready? Take 77. All the horses back on the field, Roy. Talk. Speak. Action.
Action.
Camera.
Did you want to see me, Colonel Frisbee?
Good. Wonderful, Kendall. Oh.
Good. What are you doing? Colonel.
Well, I'm sorry. I just completely forgot. I was so surprised at a clean, straight line coming out of Campbell there.
Well, I'm sorry.
My apologies, Campbell, for ruining your scene.
It's all right. Director, should we do it once more, or...
Well, I guess we better knock off for the day. We'll finish it off tomorrow.
All right.
Well, this is Word Carr again. I'm going to try to get a few words from Barry Campbell before returning it to you, Bob and Ray, in New York, so don't take it away yet. Barry, over here for the radio.
Oh, hi.
Had rather a trying day, didn't you?
Trying is
Trouble with your lines. Do you think it'll be any easier in the morning?
Well, maybe with a right's nest, it'll be all right.
What?
A night's sleep.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'd better get a good night's rest.
Right.
And we'll be back here on the set tomorrow morning.
Good.
And now, this is...
I am truly, really, really gassed.
This is Word Carr, returning it now to New York.
Thank you, Word. That would really be something to see when they get that scene finished, if they ever do, huh?
Yes, but I don't think we'll go back out there again, do you?
I don't think so.
I see Charles the Poet is ready, though, in his corner. Yes, once again, around the corner and up your street, comes the friendly poet-philosopher, Charles, bringing with him bits from his dusty, tattered manuscripts. Poems of yesterday and today, something for all of us to remember. Charles?
Hello again. This morning I walked by the sea, there, far out.
Charles.
This morning I walked by the sea, and there, far out on the waving horizon, I saw two sails heading into port.
Now, Charles, I'm afraid you won't be able to continue today. You can't be serious with the poetry. It loses all of its meaning.
Right. Hello there. Today, I walk...
No, I see you starting to laugh again, Charles. And so until next time, when he wends his way round the corner and down your street, Charles the Poet leaves you with.
So long now.
Okay, Maxie, get this and get it straight. We walk into the bank real cool, just like we belong there, see? And casual-like, we stroll over to the teller's window, the one on the left, and shove the note to the guy.
The note says?
Right there on it. It's got, please, sir, would like to sign up for the bond a month plan.
That's it, huh?
The rest is gravy. They put those great U.S. savings bonds aside for as regular as clockwork. In about 9 years, we'll blow town, take a trip to Acapulco. Heat, huh? I mean meat, huh?
We'll call you Chicken Carruthers for nothing, Chief.
And now, chocolate cookies with white stuff in between them brings you another episode of Lawrence Fechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
Fechtenberger and his sneering companion, Bunk Mellish, are prisoners inside their own spaceship, orbiting the Earth at a distance of 1 mile high. Back at Space Academy, the Commandant and his crew have been working feverishly to perfect the giant magnet which will pull them out of the sky. Now, as Fechtenberger and Mellish try to repair the radio in the station.
Well, how does it appear now, Mellish?
Well, I keep hearing some little noise coming out of it, Fechtenberger.
I know by now that back at the Academy, they're trying to reach us.
Oh, yeah.
Well, are you sneering, or...
Well, I know how that Academy works, Fechtenberger. They take a long time to do things.
Yes, but we've been orbiting the Earth
for
2 days.
I think I'm getting something.
Lawrence Fechtenberger.
Mellish, that's it. That's the Commandant's voice.
This is the Commandant speaking. Fechtenberger, I know you can't radio us here at Space Academy, but if you hear me, I'll give you instructions in getting you down, what we plan to do. We've perfected a giant magnet.
A giant magnet, Mellish?
On your next orbit.
Yes.
Over the Space Academy.
Next orbit over the Space Academy.
We will have...
They will have...
...magnets in the giant drill field behind the Academy.
They will have a magnet in the giant drill field in back of the Academy.
Now, what you must do is this, Fechtenberger. Listen closely. I can only say it once at this time. You'll be too far away by the time I finish. Here's what you must do.
Here's what we must do.
When you approach the drill field behind...
Confound it, Mellish. Work on it. Mellish,
we can't do anything, Fechtenberger.
Oh, Mellish. The most important part of his announcement to us. I don't know what we're supposed to do now.
By that time, you'll be down. I hope that's clear to you, Fechtenberger. It's your only hope. Oh, here, your mother wants to say hello to you.
Now, you hurry home, son. I've made some blueberry muffins for you.
Ah, who made the blueberry muffins? I want to hear the rest of what we're supposed to do.
A fine mess you've got us in, Fechtenberger.
And so Lawrence and Bug fail to hear the orders from the Commandant, the directions for their safe return to Earth. Be sure and join us next time when we'll hear Fechtenberger say...
Maybe he wanted us to smile as we approached the drill field.
In the next episode of Lawrence Fechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
Do we have time for the wonderful ceremony now? That's... No?
I think we just have time maybe to mention the pictures that we have to send out to anybody who hasn't got...
Look, I'm going to make a promise to everybody that tomorrow we're definitely going to broadcast the locking the studio ceremony.
Oh, all right.
I'm going to do that. We're going to do it tomorrow.
That's a flagrant, filthy...
It's a terrible time for Barry had with that.
We have pictures of Dave, the whale, that's still missing, and if you want one, you can write to us here at CBS Radio, 485 Madison Avenue, New York, and we'll send you one.
Well, that covers everything, I reckon. Gee, we've had fun today. Haven't you, Uncle Bob?
No.
Huh? Yeah. And so, until tomorrow, then, this is Ray Goulding reminding you all to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
CBS Radio Network.